Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
One of the troubling things we saw over the weekend, and the NFL will do an investigation, was Steelers' DK Metcalf taking a swing at a fan. Now, the fan had leverage in this situation.
He had the high ground.
Positioned in the stands, but apparently DK Metcalf said, look, he said some derogatory things to me, including a racial slur. And that is why DK Metcalf is claiming he ended up taking a swing at this guy. Now, he did not connect. That individual, his name's Ryan Kennedy, who is a Lions fan who was involved in the altercation, has denied using any words that were racially derogatory, misogynistic, or hate-based. Either way, the NFL will do their investigation, Mike. Look, he didn't punch this guy in the face, and the guy didn't fall down to the field, which is what could have happened. But I've always said there's this thin line where there's this interaction, right, with guys, and then you see how close DK Metcalf was to this fan, and anything could have popped off.
Now, the dude, the victim, says he apparently all he did was call him DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf.
Which is funny.
He says he doesn't like his government name. I called him that, and then he grabbed and ripped my shirt. And he did. He had him by the shirt.
He did.
And then pow, glancing blow, though. Like everyone's talking about, I'm a little rattled, a little shocked. You know, first off, you're a guy wearing a blue, you know, wig at a game. So you're that kind of fan, which is okay. There's all sorts of fans, varying degrees. But it is interesting when guys pop off, always three sides to every story. His, the other guys, and what actually happened. But either way, bad look for the NFL. You can't be slapping the fans. You just got to walk away. If you want to have a little repartee with a guy, that's fine. But you can't be putting hands on people. Again, now if they can prove that he made some racial epithet, okay, then that's a different story. But still, NFL don't want to see that.
No, not at all. But that was something that was shocking and kind of like, whoa, what just happened there? You know, I didn't know if this guy knew him as a kid or something that said something. Who knew? But either way, that's what's being reported. So we'll keep an eye out on that. If you're just joining us, it's a Falcon Monday, guys. Falcons do win yesterday, 26-19.
And we're happy about the win. Great, great fun to watch. Did Bijan Robinson put on a show like that in front of his family? Loved all that. It was literally friends and family. Had an entire section. And you know how much everyone loves Bijan. And now he needs, I think, about 141 yards. And he can have the all-time season record, Carl, yards from scrimmage.
He's going to have many more milestones in his career. This is the start of many. And I think eventually he's going to be very similar to Saquon, where he runs for 2,000 yards. And oh, by the way, he probably is an MVP candidate, if not the MVP of the league at some point. But this win yesterday has a lot of Falcon fans saying, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't rush to judgment. Maybe I've been caught in my feels. And Cousins has won three games on the road at the Saints, at the Bucks, at the Cardinals. Okay, offense looks like it's moving in the right direction. I'm a little bit more proud of the things that I'm seeing offensively. You know what, Mike? Maybe we should make a change, which is something we've been discussing. So the win is one thing. But because you're feeling like, you know what, this feels better, you're not willing to assess the entire season. And that is something we've been talking about. We got 2 weeks left. We got Rams and we got Saints, both home games. Rams is Monday night, by the way. We do not play Sunday. So we will talk to Coach on Wednesday as we normally do here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We know it's Christmas Eve, but we'll have him on the phone and talking to Coach and getting all the latest from Flowery Branch. But at the end of the day, 2 weeks, Mike, and if you're telling me we went out, you're going to change how you feel about what needs to be done with this team?
Right. I mean, best win of the season would arguably, I think, Buffalo, and then that win down in Tampa Bay. That was a big win. But then I saw, for me, the perfect example of what's wrong with this coaching staff was the Colts game. And they did it yesterday. They're getting pressure. They create a 3rd and 7 by rushing 5. Then they drop 3.
Yep.
And I know that Ulbrich kind of gets a pass because he actually does his job better than everybody else, so he looks like a stinking genius. But Ulbrich still does stuff that drives me crazy. But in that Panthers game, you know, that we lost, that's one here in Atlanta. Losing to the Jets, inexcusable. The loss to the Dolphins, we talked about. The Patriots game. The 49ers game, which even though it's a 2-possession game, you had a 5-game losing streak. You lost 7 of your last 10. And then you go, oh, you beat one of the worst teams in the league? And that gives you no, we're on the right track? I don't know what you're watching. And so I said to Carl, look, I appreciate as a fan, we do not apologize for wins, but let's not blow this into something bigger than it was.
I think, Mike, those teams that have consistent winning in this league always are able to overcome adversity in the plays and make the plays they need. We don't.
Good teams don't lose 5 games in a row.
We don't. And that's part of this. The other thing we're discussing.
Well-coached teams don't lose.
Yeah.
And the nucleus. Guys are telling me we're decimated with injuries. Offensive line, every team's dealing with injuries. You want to talk about decimated with injuries, that's a team we just played.
Cardinals are the most hurt team in the league, period.
I will never use that as an excuse. I'm sorry.
No, you can't. And oh, by the way, Mike Tomlin just secured another winning season in Pittsburgh. For all that conversation, another 19 years in a row. You've had winning seasons. I can't even fathom, Mike, what that feels like. So for all that conversation, to your point about what happens and old defenses and he's getting a washed-up quarterback, guess what? They just went in and beat the Lions. And I know it was controversial. We'll talk about it and let you hear what Aaron Rodgers and Coach Tomlin had to say about it. But real quick, the other thing we're discussing outside of, well, maybe my opinion has changed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your opinion on Kyle Pitts? When the season started, he was not one of the top-ranked tight ends in the season or going into the league start of the season because of the lack of stats that he had put up and the lack of production. Now, all of a sudden, now, in a contract year, he's getting the most out of his talent. And I think, Mike, a lot of people have been persuaded, as one of our callers, I forget who it was, said, no, man, I got to keep him. I think it was Boogie or Derek who said, no, I got to keep Pitts. It's the OC. It's not Pitts. Okay. I'm very apprehensive about this, man. I just am. About paying him a lot of money, maybe making him one of the highest paid tight ends in the league, and then all of a sudden we don't get anything like we didn't in years 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, like I hate to lose Tyler Allgeier. I just think that he sort of becomes a luxury item. And, you know, I've said it for the last couple of months. I imagine that if he gets with the right team, he can be a poor man's, you know, not a Michael Turner. Michael Turner's pretty special. But he'll have an opportunity, and there's a lot of similarities because the burner had to sit behind Lindady and Tomlinson. I think we've done a better job, certainly this week, of implementing, you know, both guys into the run game. But I think he's going to make more money somewhere else, and this is his only chance to really get paid. But getting back to Pitts, I guess the worst case is your franchise tag, but how does Pitts react to that? A guy that sometimes we have a hard time getting a read on where the intensity is. Does he get upset over that? Because is he going to be selectively intense? No. The last couple of weeks, he's looked like every guy we thought he was supposed to be. The Tony Gonzalez or the physicality. How about making the challenging plays? Love, guys, nothing I could complain about with Pitts. Carl, catches in traffic. Being the badass that you're supposed to be with his size. That's fantastic. If you know, unfortunately, you know, a contract extension doesn't come with a money back guarantee. He's going to play with that level of intensity.
Not at all.
Moving forward.
And if you franchise tag him, all that money's guaranteed, by the way. No, I don't care what happens. It is not like a signing bonus. Okay. And that all depends on the salary cap number. So right now, it's a guesstimate. If you did it right now, it'd be $16, $17, $18 million. If the cap goes up, and it will, that number is going to go up, which means you could be paying upwards of $20 million, who knows, for 1 year for Kyle Pitts. I'm not doing it. That's just where I'm at right now. And I love that he's balling out and he's playing like we wanted him to, but sometimes it's a little bit too late, Mike. Sometimes you can show me, hey, this is who I really can be, even though I haven't been that guy. I don't feel that way about Drake. Drake had the same quarterbacks this dude had and has shown up.
Right. Now, Drake plays with a level of intensity. Now, we've covered the Pitts thing. First year with Matt Ryan, 1,000 yards. Knee injury, 2 bum quarterbacks. Mariota couldn't hit him with the broadside of a barn. And Desmond Ridder was even worse. Then, you know, with Penix Jr. Penix, you know, you guys make it sound, some of the guys that are supporting Pitts, and look, we like Kyle. I just wish he was doing this his entire run here. That's a no-brainer. Then he would already have had his contract extension. They would have had that going into this
fourth
season.
Year. That's right.
But the thing with Pitts, it does, all these things have happened. 2 things can be true. He's been uneven. He's playing great now. But Michael Penix Jr. has hit him in the hands. It's not like Kirk Cousins is the only guy that ever got a football in his hands, you know, but he drops a lot of those. The game I've talked about with you with the Colts in Berlin, difference maker in the game. He's been a guy, when he plays like this, he's been a guy, you're like, wow. The rest of the league's like, now he's got 5 touchdowns. You know, that's his season high. That's his career high. He wasn't picked 4th overall to just catch 5 touchdowns, Carl. Great to see it now, but he's here to have 8 to 10 to 12.
Yeah. And that's another thing we're discussing. Coming off of this win, 404-726-0929. What pains me the most about this is that the Carolina Panthers will clinch a playoff berth Sunday with the victory over the Seahawks. And they lost by the Bucs. They play the Dolphins. If it doesn't happen this weekend, they go into the last weekend of the season and the Panthers can clinch a playoff berth by beating the Bucs in their final regular season game. And they've already done it. It pains me the most because this is the team, Mike, that is on the verge of putting themselves in winning the NFC South. It's a bad division. We know that. But somebody's got to win it. And we've won it in bad years where we've had 8 or 9 wins, and it's just like, eh. And other divisions like, you know, out west, everybody's got 11, 12, 13 wins. But the fact of the matter is it's Carolina.
Yeah, man, 8 years now not making the playoffs. Carolina, and as I said to Carl, you know, 9 wins might be it. 9 wins could be the number, or 10. You know, beating Carolina, not losing those 5 games. To me, that's where the season was lost. The 5-game losing streak is where the season was lost. And if you want to now have selective amnesia about that and only embrace, ooh, we beat the Cardinals. It's a bad football team, and we still had to scratch and claw at the end to get it. You know, because we still made some mistakes. We still had some shot ourselves in the foot moments in that game. RJ hits us up on Twitter. He goes, Carl and Mike, bringing back Raheem for the sake of continuity would be like bringing back Dan Quinn in 2020 just to fire him 5 games into that season.
You're right. That's a great point because he should have been gone after that, the end of the previous season, but they brought him back. All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. 4th and 1 is on the way. We're going to let you hear from Aaron Rodgers and Dan Campbell. The craziest ending of any game yesterday happened in the Pittsburgh-Detroit game. Also on the way, more college football, guys, as we now know what Georgia is up against. And Kirby addressed a lot about Ole Miss and the college football playoff. We're going to let you hear that as well. Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.